It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The wildfire burning in Larimer County is now the third largest wildfire in recorded state history. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
The Cameron Peak Fire is now over 124,000 acres. Fire officials ordered mandatory evacuations in areas northeast of the blaze, and the fire has damaged or destroyed more buildings, but it's unclear of how many at this time. Michael Gaynor is with the Buddhist temple Shambhala Mountain Center, which lost two buildings in the fire Saturday.
A lot of my time has just been spent communicating with people and trying to reassure them that we're going to rebuild, we're going to be really responsible and caring to the land.
The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says damage assessments of properties around the fire are ongoing. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Colorado continues to see a surge in people wanting to sign up to be election judges. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Poll workers, also known as election judges, check signatures on ballots, pick up ballots from drop boxes, and run vote centers. These bipartisan teams often include a lot of older people, but this year counties have had more young people interested and more overall than there are slots available. Jefferson County's clerk and recorder says the county got five times as many applicants as needed. Across the country, other states are experiencing a poll worker shortage. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Vail Resort says pass sales are up for the coming ski season. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains that doesn't necessarily mean slopes will be crowded.
Vail says people using credit from last year's shortened season are behind the jump in pass sales. But when it comes to actually hitting the slopes, resorts are putting in strict limits. Paul Golding is a stock analyst for Macquarie Bank. He specializes in hospitality companies, including Vail. He says there are too many unknowns to get a reliable forecast on how many people will be allowed to visit.
When we talk about what the capacity could look like, to some extent, it's a bit of a black hole.
Reservations will be required at all of Vail's North American resorts. The company is offering refunds to pass holders who can't reserve their preferred days. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado's high country has sunny weather and temperatures near 50 in Vail this afternoon, 60s in Denver. This is CPR News.